We mixed it up. We had some better drives than others. I thought we got off to a good start. I thought doing a bunch of keepers early really opened up a run game for a while. Got away from those in the second half. Run game went down, but when we did get on third downs, which allowed us to do that. Anytime you run the ball that much, it helps you win. When you don't have the yards per carry, though, it's hard to run the ball that much. We were able to do that, though, because I think we did a real good job with third down in the second half.
Were you pleased with the 33-35 split on run pass?
Always. Usually when you do that, it's because you're winning. And there's a reason that it works out that way. It's kind of hard to do sometimes, but you always try to do it. Depends on who you're going against. Depends how the game goes. We struggled a little bit in the second half with it. But our quarterback and wideouts made some plays on third down. We did better in protection on third down, which allowed us to get more plays called and more runs.
How do you combat their tackles up front, Carolina? How do you try to get those guys?
Well, it's the same thing. Really, you got to keep them off balance. This team makes you become one-dimensional like they did to us last time. It's going to be tough. That's tough versus any team in the NFL, let alone this team. And it's not just their tackles, but it's also their DNs, their linebackers, and their secondary too. So they got a good team, good scheme. We know it'll be a challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
And Luke Kuechly, he's rated by some people as the top linebacker in the league. What's your impressions of him 14 games in? I know he was out a little bit.
Yeah, I've played versus Kuechly a number of times. He's always been right there. If he's not the best guy, he's tied for it. So there's a group of real good linebackers in this league, and he's as good as anyone.
Both Julio and Matt said that they believe that you can get down the field on this team as good of a defense as they are and the scheme that they play. Can you talk about that and maybe getting some more of those opportunities down the field?
Yeah, you try for them. Yeah, there's, we had a few opportunities in the last game too, but it's not just about getting down the field. It's about having the time to get down the field. Going versus right coverage is when you do. They do play a lot of two-shell defenses, which also limits that. And then that combined with their pass rush, there's some good looks to go down the field, and they know that. That's why they have a pretty good pass rush. That's why they can be pretty aggressive. But when everything's clicking and you give the quarterback the time and you got the right play on, you don't get many of those opportunities in the game. But when you do get that opportunity, you got to make it, because this team isn't an easy team to score against. And the way you get points is you come up with a few big plays in the game.
How do you evaluate the Norman, Julio and Josh Norman, matchup? And again, I know how they play defense and everything like that, but they do encounter each other like they did in the first game.
I played versus Norman a number of years, and he's a hell of a corner. We got a hell of a receiver. Whenever you got two guys who I think are at the top of the game of their positions, it's a battle. I know they both are competitive physically and stuff, but they're also very gifted athletically, and I think it's a fun one to watch. I don't necessarily get to watch it the whole time, but I know the fans will enjoy watching it, and hopefully I'll enjoy watching it on Monday.
The line, you talked a little bit about the line and what they have to do. How do you feel Ryan Schrader's playing?
I think Ryan's been solid. Ryan, he's made it through this whole year healthy. He's battled through a lot of stuff. I think he's definitely taken a step in the right direction, improved from his last year. I think last year was his first year starting. I don't know how many games he did, but Schrader's been solid. He's helped us in both the run and pass game, and I've been happy with him.
The veteran Levitre, though, he's had some penalties. What have you guys said to him about that?
Yeah, we look at all penalties, not just with him, with whoever someone gets them. We had a few in last game. It wasn't just Levitre, it was everybody. So whenever someone has a penalty, we look into why it was called, and then we try to help them with what to do to correct it.
Were you able to take much from the last game, because it got so out of hand early that you just had to go to drop back mode, is what you called it?
Yeah, no, you take stuff from every game. But every game's a new game too. Every quarter's a new game. You got to see how they're going to play you. We saw how they played us last game, but 21-0, you don't know if that changed their mindset or not after the first quarter. But they kept mixing it up throughout the game. And, there's only been one game since, so there hasn't been a lot of different stuff. But, they're also a team that just – and they fix up in the game plan every week. But they've been running a very sound scheme for a few years now. And you got an idea what you're going to get. And it's not necessarily about the scheme. It's about it's sound. And you got to go against these good players too.
Were you taken by surprise with the Tevin Coleman news?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I didn't see it happen. So when they told me, it was new. So I was, I was very surprised, but it was unfortunate. And, you know, he's been coming around. I think, you know, he hasn't got a lot of opportunities, but he's done real good with the ones he's had. So, you know, I was disappointed for him because I was hoping to use him a little bit more this week and stuff. So, you know, and he's earned it. So I felt bad for him, and but got a lot of confidence in Ward too. So looking forward to him stepping it up for us.